Mobile Reporting Center.
Yeah, this is, where's this located?
Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
No, state.
Oh, I was going to say, whoa. you're not going to believe this, or maybe you are. This is Deputy from the Sheriff's Office in San Diego, California.
Yes.
And if I'd have seen it myself, I think I was just flipping out and I would have quit. But I had two witnesses with me, and we just saw a couple of things that none of us can explain. And our business office heard us talking about it on the radio, and they said we ought to call you.
Okay, I'd like to hear about it.
Well,
can you talk from that phone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They were kind of cylindrical in shape. I mean, you know, they looked kind of like maybe a cigar that was fat in the middle.
Yes.
That's how you kind of tapered at each end.
Uh-huh.
And it had a real bright, extremely bright, white light right in the middle of it. And it had rings on each end. It looked like black rings, like, you know, like the rings around the planet Saturn or whatever.
Yes.
That is. It has rings. Okay, it looked like it had a couple of them on the end. And then the first one I saw, I thought a plane was crashing. We were in a remote area on top of a mountain, and it was dark all around us. You know, there's no other lights or obstructions or anything. And we were out there checking a stolen car, and I looked at this thing, and I thought a plane was, I almost called the business on it, said there's a plane crashing, because it had extremely bright, just bright, bright, red, flashing, I don't know what it was, if it was lights or it was letting out gaseous fumes or what, but it looked like it was on fire, and it was just bright, and it wasn't that far away from us, just stood, and it was, and then I realized it was hovering, it was just hovering there, and that continued for, oh, 2 or 3 minutes. And then the extremely red stuff died down, and then we saw all sorts of flashing red, blue, green, and what other color? Red, blue, green, and white, and orange. But the white was just a steady white coming right out of the middle, just a continuous glow, and all these other lights were flashing around it. And we got the binoculars out, and we're looking at the thing through that, and it just continued to hover there for about 5 minutes, and then all at once it just shut everything down except this continuous glowing white, and it just took off, and I mean took off. I'd never seen anything disappear so fast in my life. And
which direction?
It went west.
Okay.
Toward the ocean, and it continued to gain altitude, and I was watching it through the binoculars, and I could see it extremely well when we first observed it. And I say probably the complete time it took it to disappear from sight through a pair of 8x50 binoculars was a total of maybe 12 seconds at the most. I mean, it just was gone. It just took off and it was gone.
Uh-huh.
So I called, I think this other guy we're talking about, we called my beat partner on the radio and I asked him if he happened to see it, and he didn't. And approximately 5 minutes later, I observed a second one doing the same thing. This one was quite a bit further away. It was over what we call Mount Woodson area. And he could observe this one. And this one continued to hover at quite an extreme altitude. But the same thing, bright red, green, blue, orange, and yellow flashing light with a continuous white glow out of the middle for approximately 15 minutes. And then all at once it did the same thing, shut everything down and just took off like a bat out of hell, and it only took it about 5 seconds to disappear from view. Now, it was at such an altitude that I could not detect any sort of shape like on this other one, you know?
Yes.
And could not see the rings, except for once it looked like both rings were on one side of it. But, I mean, it was at such a distance away, it was kind of, excuse me, I'm eating lunch, hazy through the binoculars even. The only thing you could really tell for sure was that the extremely bright red, blue, and all these other lights, and I mean, it just hovered in one spot. We had a good point of reference. It was a bright star directly adjacent to it, and it never, I mean, never wavered an inch. And then all of a sudden, boy, she just was gone.
Okay, do you have any estimate in size on those?
Oh, man, I couldn't tell you. The first one we saw, I would say, was extremely large, due to the altitude. I really couldn't get a reference point to tell, you know, how close the thing was to it.
Right.
It could have been clear out over the ocean, for all I know, but it looked like it was maybe a mile away and about the size of a football field, wouldn't you say? Yeah. Now, my partner agrees. He says it was extremely big. But like I said, there's no telling how far away from us it was. And with all those flashing lights, I really couldn't tell. But I think what we saw at first was some sort of fuel burn-off or something, because it really looked, I mean, there was flames, and it looked like a plane was on fire and was going down is what it looked like. I mean, it just hovered dead still for a good 5 minutes at least. And we saw the first one at 7:45, and the second one, after that one disappeared, about 5 minutes later would have made it about 7:55.
Okay.
Still don't really believe it. I mean, it's just, it's kind of like I'm trying to talk myself out of I saw it. You know, I just, it's weird.
Right. Were these fairly low?
The first one was very low. I mean, it looked like it was extremely low. The second one was a pretty high altitude.
Okay.
Well, the first one, man, it looked like it was, maybe, what would you say? It was lower than Mount Woodson. It was lower than the fuel mountain. That would have made it. Our elevation here is about 1,300 feet, and Mount Woodson is about, 26, ain't it? So it looked like it was below the peak of Mount Woodson, so I'd guess maybe 2,000 feet. But there was also a third officer that saw the second one, and he was on his way to take a runaway report.
And about, that was 7:45 for the first one, about 7:55 on the second one.
Right.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. What are you going to do, send the guys in a white suit to pick me up?
No way.
Tomorrow. I ain't kidding you. If there hadn't been somebody with me and I'd seen that person, I'd really thought I'd flipped out.
Okay, if we send you a questionnaire, would you take a little time to fill it out?
You bet.
It takes about 30 minutes. It's quite technical.
I've heard people tell me about seeing things before, you know, and I always thought, I've seen a lot of civilian aircraft and military aircraft and Navy aircraft, and as far as I know, we ain't got nothing that can do that.
Uh-huh.
And it's equipped with that kind of lighting devices.
Was that light such, the brilliant white light such that it did any illumination of the sky?
No, I wouldn't say it actually illuminated the sky. It was just a steady, continuous, bright glow.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't illuminate the ground or anything like that.
And that light stayed on while
that light was
off.
Continuous. Yeah. And the other ones just kind of flashed and came on and would stay on for a bit and die down. And it's kind of hard to explain, really.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's a good description. Like, have you ever seen one of these handheld, what they call sparklers? These kids hold these sparklers.
Oh, sure.
That's what it looked like. A real continuous glow out of the middle and then all these other colors going around it.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this. And if we get any additional information on this case, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
In the meantime, we'll get that questionnaire off.
All right. I'd be happy to fill it out for you.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. See you later.
Bye.